So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Teres. There are five differences between the Korban Pesach brought in Mitzrayim and the Korban Pesach brought in the subsequent generations. The Pesach Mitzrayim, Mekreba Meba'aser, was set aside on the 10th of Nisan. Torn Hazah Bagudas Ezev. The blood had to be sprinkled with the Nagudas Ezev. Ala Mashkef Valshdei Amezuzis. The blood had to be put on the doorpost and lintel. Nechal Bechepazin. It had to be eaten quickly. And although both are eaten for one night, Pesach Deiris Noi Kol Shiva. The Pesach Mitzrayim only had an Isser Chametz for one day, while Pesach Deiris has an Isser Chametz for 7 days. Menolan. The Gemara asks, from where do we learn that the Pesach Mitzrayim was set aside on the 10th of Nisan? The Pasuk says, Dabru Kol Adas Yisrael Lemer, Ba'asr L'Chedesh Hazeh V'Yikru, from which we learn, Zeh Mekri Meba'asr, Ve'ein Pesach Deiris Mekri Meba'asr. Only the Pesach Mitzrayim was taken on the 10th, but Pesach Deiris need not be separated 4 days in advance. The Gemara challenges the assumption that any halacha that is said in the context of Pesach Mitzrayim is automatically understood not to apply to Pesach Deiris. Yet many different halachas are taught in the context of Pesach Mitzrayim and do apply to Pesach Deiris or other Karbanos L'Deiris. First, the requirement of Bikur, examining the carbon for a mum for 4 days, applies to Karban Tamid. But that is only because the Pasuk says Tishmer to include Karban Tamid. The rest of the challenges are all about halachas that apply to Pesach Deiris, even though they are taught in the Torah in connection to Pesach Mitzrayim. The requirement of eating the Karban at night, the Isser for an Oral to eat Karban Pesach, the Isser for a Ben Necher to eat Karban Pesach, the Din of a Toshav Esacher, the Isser of eating the Karban Pesach by one whose children or servants don't have a Bris Milah, the Isser to break bones, the Isser to eat it partially cooked, all apply to Pesach Deiris. The Gemara answers all these questions by showing that the word Vavadata from the Pasuk Vavadata as Avodah Hazayis B'Chodesh Hazeh comes to include them all in Pesach Deiris and explains why there is a meat for each halacha. Zok the Mishnah. Amir Bishua, Shemati Shetmuras Pesach Kareva, Utmuras Pesach Ein Kareva Ve'Ein Lefarish. Bishua says that he has a tradition that an animal exchange for a Karban Pesach is brought as a Shlamim and a tradition that it's not brought, but he couldn't explain the different circumstances. Amar B'Kiva Ani Afarish. B'Kiva explains that we are talking about a Karban Pesach that got lost and another Karban was designated in its place. If the original Karban was found after the second animal was shechted, or perhaps after Chatzos, since the original Karban becomes a Shlamim based on the Halacha, Meiser HaPesach Shlamim, any animal designated as a Temura for it can also be brought as a Shlamim. However, if the original Karban was found before the second animal was shechted, or perhaps before Chatzos, since the original Karban is considered a Pesach, its Temura is also considered a Pesach, which cannot be brought as a Shlamim. Instead, Yira Atcher Yistayv, it is put out to pasture until it develops a mum and is sold, with the proceeds then being used for a shlamim. The daf concludes with two versions of a statement of Rava about Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah. The first version is that when Rabbi Kiva said that if the original carbon is found after the Shechitas of Pesach, it and its Temura can be brought as a shlamim, he only meant if both the finding and the Temura happen after the Shechitas of Pesach. If the finding happened before the Shechita, and the Temur was done after the Shechita, neither can be brought, because Temur mikoch kedusha dechuyikasa, the Temur comes from the strength of a kedusha that has been rejected, so even the Temur cannot be brought as a shlam. Abai rejects this, because of a braisa that teaches that Temur's Pesach can be brought as a shlam, which must be referring to a case of finding the original before the Shechita Pesach, and doing the Temur afterwards, yet it still says to bring it as a shlam. Rava answers, and the braisa is talking about where the original animal was found and the temur was done after the Shechitas HaPesach, which can obviously be brought as a shlam. The braisa only quotes a pasuk as an asmachta. Ikad demasni la resha. The second version of Rava was that when Rabbi Kiva said that if the original carbon is found before the Shechitas HaPesach, it and its temurah cannot be brought as a shlam. He is only talking in the case where it was found and the temur was done before the Shechita. If, however, it was found before the Shechita, but the Temur was done after the Temur can be brought as a Shlam, since it was not yet in the picture at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach, so it was never actively rejected. Abai rejects this, because the Braisa teaches that when it happens before the Shechitas HaPesach, the Temur cannot be brought as a Shlam, and it must be talking about a case where the original Korban Pesach was found before the Shechitas HaPesach, and the tamur was done afterwards. To Yufta, the Rava, to Yufta. Rava has no answer to defend his opinion.